So if there's anybody in your small group who's thinking about maybe leading a small group, but get them in contact with me. I've had a few people reach out and say, hey, these people are considering this, or hey, our small group is multiplying. All those things are great. But if there's someone on your radar, we have a few more weeks to really get everything kind of finalized before actually small groups kick off for the 2021 semester. So keep that on your radar. I sent out a survey on the first of the month, just asking you guys to answer a couple questions regarding what your small group's doing this summer, anything changing. I think almost everybody has responded. If you didn't, and you know who, the two of you know who you are in the room, I will reach out to you privately later. Not a big deal. And then also start communicating with your small group. If you haven't started meeting for the new year, start letting them know when you plan on meeting. That'd be great. And then small groups will officially open up for the new year. Well, sign-ups will be on Sunday, January 31st, so they will go live so people can sign up to join your small group, depending on how full your small group is, things like that. But if you have any questions, of course, just hit me up. Let me know how I can help you guys with your small group. With that, thanks for coming this evening, guys, and thanks for everybody who's watching at home. Technology is so cool. My name is Brian. If you do not know, I'm one of the pastors, and it's great that you are here. There's some new faces that are hanging out with us tonight. Thanks for coming. So here's what our agenda is going to look like tonight. One, very simply, I just want to spend a few moments and encourage you, the leaders at our church, pastors, deacons, small group leaders, you guys are the all-stars. You're the real MVPs. We're really thankful for you. So I just thought it would be good for us to just get together, and I just want to bless you. I want to encourage you, remind you of some truths about what God's word says about you loving your people. And then we're going to have some time to discuss. This is why I hope some discussion time. I want to spend the majority of our time, hopefully, if I can get out of your hair, talking through some ideas as small group leaders, as leaders in this church, maybe some visions, some dreams, some goals that you may have for your small group. Or maybe you've never even thought about that, and maybe that's what we'll do tonight. We'll think of some, like, just brainstorm a little bit together. So that would be our goal. So I'm going to pray again, and then we will begin. Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you that today is a wonderful, cold, but yet still wonderful way. You are good to us and all that you do. Lord, I just pray that tonight, this evening, you would bless us, those who are in this room. You would bless those who are watching with us online. You would bless those who will be watching later. God, would you just continue to do a good work in our life in leading the men and women of the Rock Church closer to you? Jesus, would you give us more of your Holy Spirit, more of your power, more of your strength to love your people like you do? I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so first things first, thank you for agreeing to lead a small group at the Rock Church. Last time I checked, we're not paying you anything to do that. You willingly do that, maybe sometimes reluctantly, but you willingly sign up to go, hey, I'm going to take a risk on some people, and I'm going to love them week in and week out. I just want you to know how vital that is for our church, especially with the last year that we've gone through. I want to just encourage you a little bit. You guys have had to jump through a lot of hoops to be able to make small group happen, whether it was online or it was in parks or at coffee shops or in big classrooms, in your homes. You just had to jump through a lot of hoops to continue to roll with your small group last year. And a lot of you guys could have just, you know, just tapped out and be like, you know what, we'll see you next year. And none of you guys did that, and that's huge. That is so valuable to the men and women of our church. So I just wanted to thank you for that. If I could give you a medal or a trophy or money, I would do that. In fact, actually, if you look under your chairs right now, just a new pony. But that's the first thing I wanted to say. And I would encourage you to write these things down. I got a few things that they're not really points. These are just things I want you to write down with your handwriting on your piece of paper. These are some things that I want you to see and I want you to believe because these are truths for you guys. So our first thing I want to just encourage you with, write this down, look at it, believe it. Leading my small group is a good and hard work that the Lord is doing in me. I want you to make that personal. That's why I wrote it personally. I want you guys to think about that. Leading my small group is a good work. It's a hard work, but it's a good work that the Lord is doing through me. From opening up your homes to getting up an hour early to meet for some brothers at a coffee shop way too early in the morning, or getting home super late because you met with some people after work, immediately after work, or you're getting to the church to set up a classroom so you can have space to meet, making time in your schedule to prepare and to plan and to coordinate and to communicate. That is a hard work. And let's be honest, there are days where you just don't want to do that. And many of you are really faithful week in and week out of doing that. And so I just wanted to say thank you. That's a hard work, I know that. But remember, it's a good work that the Lord is doing in you. Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul says it this way. He says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." That's true. And yes, it takes effort on your part. Right? It's a responsibility. You stepped up to the plate and you're like, okay, I will do this. God has commanded me to love one another. I'm going to take that serious. That's a hard work, but it's also the Lord himself who produces that spiritual work in your life. That's the Spirit of God at work in you, working through you. That is a good work. Next, write this down, see this. Believe this. Leading my small group demonstrates that I love others like Jesus has loved me. Because again, loving people is hard, isn't it? Y'all are looking at me and going, yeah, you can say that again. I know. Loving people is hard. Look at us. We're a mess. It's a big responsibility. But when you consider how many people come to the Rock every weekend throughout our three services over the weekend, and the fact that more than half of these people are plugged in and they're meeting in these more intentional, relational, intimate settings with the groups that you're leading, that is amazing. That's so much more. Faith, fellowship, community is so much more than an hour and 15 minutes on a Sunday morning. And you guys are meeting with them. And we know it's hard. It's messy, right? Not everybody in the church's life is peaches and cream. It's not all fine and dandy. There's lots of mess. There's sin. There's problems. There's issues. There are men and women who are struggling, and they need love. They need to feel supported, and you guys step up to that plate week after week. That encourages me. That blesses me. There are people in our small groups, in our lives, who are struggling, their marriages and their parenting and their finances, unemployment, health problems. There's people in our small groups that have conflict and hurt feelings and fears and worries and anxieties, and there's divorce and there's deaths and there's depression, and you love them. Do you realize how beautiful that is for the church? It's a big deal that when the church service is over, that's just not it. For the people of the Rock Church, it's not just, cool, could you guys leave? We got to lock these doors. We'll see you next week for an hour. No, you guys, to be continued at your house, or to be continued at the coffee shop or online. They're meeting with you throughout the week, and they're being loved and supported and communicated with and ministered, and they're feeling wanted because of your dedication to them, just by agreeing to lead a small group. It's the love that Jesus has commanded us in John 13. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I has loved you. You all start to love one another. By this, all people know that you are my disciples, if you have this love for one another. Next, write this down. Read this, see this, believe this. Leading my small group makes God's people feel welcomed and valued. Philippians 2, verse 3, the Apostle Paul says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. You leading a small group is this verse in action in so many ways. In humility, count others more valuable than yourself. In humility, count others' time more valuable, their faith more valuable, their feelings, their emotions. Count their things more valuable than your own. That's so valuable. That's so encouraging for others. And he says in verse 4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also the interests of others. See, friends, when we're opening up our homes, we're taking the time to meet at Starbucks, or we're meeting online through Zoom or in a classroom here, whenever you're getting into those hard conversations or when you're following up those follow-up text messages to let them know that, hey, I'm praying about that hard conversation we had yesterday. You can't put a price on that. That's so valuable. People want to feel welcome. They want to feel wanted. They want to feel valued. I remember when I got saved back in 06, back in the day, I was always looking for somewhere to be rather than what I used to do before Jesus showed up and shook me for my lunch money. And I would go to church on Saturday for an hour and a half, and I'd go, cool, this is great. And everybody would go home, and then I'd be home at 8:30 going, oh, what do I do? Like, I want more of that, like that party that was going on in that church. I want that, like, tomorrow, and I need that on Monday, too. And then after Monday, Tuesday comes, and Tuesdays are awful, so I need some of that on Tuesday. So I was just looking for somewhere to be. And then I found out that there was a bunch of Christians who were going bowling on Tuesdays, and I started going rolling on Tuesday. I bought a ball. I still have it in my garage somewhere. I don't know why I invested in that. I didn't know much about budgeting and finance. Josh didn't show up yet, so I bought a $200 bowling ball. And so, like, that sanctification, that should have been before I got saved. But I didn't have Josh there to help me, so I still got a bowling ball. If you need a bowling ball, call me. I can give you a good deal. So I started doing that. And then there was this midweek Bible study at the church called The Next Level. And I was like, wait, you guys do this again? Cool. Showed up every week. And then they'd break off into groups. And I'd go, oh, this is weird. I guess I'm going to go home. And then I was Becky Lawson grabbed me. She's like, hey, come to this back room. We're all going to hang out in the kids' nursery area. And we're going to sit on our bottoms. And we're going to talk about the Bible. I'm like, what are you guys? This is amazing. And I can come. And I started going to that every single week. I was like, cool, I got 3 nights out of my week packed with Jesus stuff, but I need more. And then my friends Tony and Shannon, I think they started doing a Bible study on Sunday night just because they, like, felt bad, like, oh, this kid needs a lot of help. So we'll just have him over on, he's here every night anyway, so we'll just call it Bible study. I'm pretty sure they did that in their backyard every week for me. But I just wanted what the church was doing. I wanted to be a bigger part of it. I wanted to consume more of my life. I just needed to be around other believers. I just needed to have more reasons to get my nose in a Bible. And all those things, they radically changed me, because there was a place where I could go where everybody knew my name. Anybody? but it was valuable to me. People around me made me feel valued, that they wanted me to be around, and it changed my life. And I'm sure you guys have countless stories like that as well. But people want to feel that. They want to be invited into your home. And you guys are doing that. You're inviting them into your homes. You're planning gatherings to get people together. You're demonstrating to them that they're worth something, that they're wanted, that they're interesting. That's a beautiful thing. You guys, when you're like, yeah, I'll lead a small group, you've agreed to that, you've invested in that, and it's changing lives, and that blesses this church. And there's no selfish ambition in that, right? You're not getting rich doing that. Nobody's paying you to do that. There's no conceit. There's no, like, oh, what's in it for me? There's no vanity. It's not always very pretty. That's just that good and hard work that the Lord's doing in your life. And it blesses your people, and it encourages me, it blesses me. I know it blesses the other pastors as well, and I know how much it blesses our little church here in Draper, Utah, and it honors Jesus. So I just wanted to say thanks, you guys, a lot. You guys are all stars. And then lastly, I would just say, I want you to know that you're not alone in this. Good work as you're leading through small groups and the highs and lows with that. I just want you to know you're sitting in a room, people watching online, there's your brothers and sisters, like the whole, you go to that small group page and you see all the different small groups. They're all in the same boat with you, dealing with people and messes and struggles and burdens and lots of those things. And we all share in that together. And that's an encouraging thing, that we are not alone in this work together. The pastors, we have your back. The deacons have your back. Your co-small group leaders, we have each other's back. And we're here to help you. We're laboring alongside you. So if there's ever any needs that you have with your small group, be like, hey, there's this need we might be able to meet. Hit us up. Let's talk. Let's meet up. Let's brainstorm. Let's come up with ways to meet those needs. If there's a struggle, if there's an issue in your group, let's talk about those things. Hey, how did you deal with this? This guy got up and threw his Bible across the table. What did you do? Oh, I've had that. You know, let's share experiences and go, oh, I've had people throw Bibles at me before. That's how do you work through that, right? But just want you to know we're available for you 24/7. We're in your corner. So as we look forward to the next year, I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I'm your biggest fans. The fact that in 2019 we had 30 small groups and then 2020 shut everything down, and in the fall of last 2020 we had more small groups than we did the year before is just like, that's just a work of God. Like, I've done the math. I looked at all the small groups and then saw how many there were after COVID, that we had more. It was just like a Holy Spirit thing. I don't know. It's just really cool to think that the church got smaller as people stepped back, but the leaders and the community and the fellowship and the intentional relationships actually grew through small groups. I go, whoa, that's what my God's doing. That's what our dad's doing. And we get to be a part of that. That's really cool. So I'm excited to see what 2021 looks like, and I hope you are too. So now, with our time, I want to 15 minutes. What? Take that, Josh. 15 minutes. So now, I want to put this bug in your ear. We're going to break down into some small groups together. We'll get in groups of four or five. If you got kiddos with you, that's fine. You still get, we'll have groups of four or five. We'll figure it out, not a big deal. But I want to spend some time working through this together. This thought, write this down too. Do I have a goal? Do I have a vision? Is there something I want to do with my small group this year? Maybe you haven't even considered that, and that's okay. Usually, this is not a resolutions thing. A new year, a lot of times, you know, we have like, oh man, I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and I'm going to stop eating sugar, and I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes with my cat, and I'm going to stop, you know, we have lots of goals that we want to do, and those are great, but I want us to focus on maybe like, put on your small group leader hat. I spend X amount of time with these people a week or every other week. Is there an area that I want to grow with these people? That's what I want to talk about. Do we have any goals? Is there something I'd like to happen with my group? And I've given you a few ideas on the screen so we could talk through these things together. Maybe you guys have experiences. Maybe you've done these things before, and we go like, oh, that is something we take very seriously. But that's what we wanted to do in this room as a group together. And if you're at your home, you can screenshot this, log off, have some time, talk with family or whoever may be with you. Follow up, have a phone call conversation. We could do that too. Anything. Just we want to spend the next, you know, 20, 30 minutes here in this room talking about this. I give you some examples. Maybe a goal for your group is multiplying my small group. Maybe your small group's consistently at, you know, 15 people. That's a lot of people. And then with kids, it's like 45 because y'all rock church people, you know. Maybe you're like, oh, we could multiply our small group. Maybe there is a brother or a sister that could, you could start pouring a little bit more into. You go, I'm going to invest in this guy or this gal a little bit more. I think they could lead a small group, and our group could become two groups, and then more people could join our two groups, right? That's a great idea. Maybe it's you get you need to start communicating with your small group. Hey, guys, we have room to invite people into our small group. When we get into church, when we roll into church on a Saturday night or on a Sunday morning, let's get those fishers of men goggles on and let's start being like, hey, who's this dude? I don't know. Come to my small group. Hey, who's this gal? Are you in a small group? Come to my small group. Maybe if we put those goggles on and we envision our people, hey, let's really make it a goal to get some new people in our small group. Maybe it's planning an outreach event, right? Maybe it's like, let's do some mommy play dates at the park and try and invest and love on some moms that we see there. Or maybe it's hiking and, you know, inviting coworkers or neighbors or friends to do things with your small groups. Maybe it's passing out gospel tracts at the mall. Maybe it's inviting people in your neighborhood to the Easter, you know, get your kids involved. Kids are so good at sharing the gospel and inviting people to church. It's so cool. Kids, don't ever lose that, okay? Don't get old and crabby like us. We need you to keep doing that. It encourages us. There's lots of those, right? Just an outreach event or faithfulness. Maybe you're like, hey, guys, we meet every week, and sometimes there's two people, and sometimes there's no people, and sometimes there's 27 people. Let's try and get that a little more consistent. Let's make this gathering, let's take it a little more serious. Let's be invested in this group. Let's make it a priority. Maybe it's a compassion project. Maybe it's growing together in a specific area. Maybe it's, hey, guys, let's really be serious about praying for each other. Let's get this spreadsheet. Let's get this Google, this GroupMe text message thread. What are we praying for? How can I be praying for you? Let's be serious about praying. Or maybe let's be serious about serving. Let's serve together at church. Let's serve the community. Maybe lots of different ideas, right? Or maybe it's just the intentional discipleship. Hey, guys, let's really double down on our vulnerability with one another and being intentional with one another and discipleship. Let's be all in with that. And maybe it's have more fun together, planning more things with your small group, inviting them into your world. Let's go bowling. Let's go to the movies. Let's barbecue at the park. Just dream big. Meals together, right? But with our time, that's what we want to talk about. Have you done this in the past? Are there any of these things going like, oh man, I want to do that? Let's talk about those things and let's riff off of each other. If something sounds cool, write it down. But maybe tonight could be like an opportunity for you to just kind of dive in and go, do I have a goal? Oh, I should have a goal for my small group. I should want to see something grow and then really give it to the Lord, and then let's commit to doing these things with our small groups this year. So that's what we'll do. Let me pray, and then we'll do that, okay? Lord, I just pray that you just encourage us this year, that this year would be refreshing for us. My hope is that tonight that my brothers and sisters would honestly just feel like they came and got encouraged and felt loved. God, that would just be my heart. They're a blessing to our church. They're a huge encouragement to me. God, they're vital to our church family. So would you just bless them? And as we leave here this evening, you would maybe just put this vision to mind with our small group and the people that we're influencing. God, would you help us to make the most of our small group meetings and the people? Would you help us to just grow closer to you and closer to one another this year? And Lord, we just expect and we ask and we anticipate that you would do good and greater things than we could even imagine with our church this year. We love you. We give it all to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.